The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You ought to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You find he is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever a wizard of wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. You ought to see the wizard.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with something that just happened. Probably most of you didn't hear about it. But this is out of Israel 365 News. This was on July 31st. One of the worst storms in decades ripped through Washington, D.C. over the weekend, leaving devastation in its path. The storm comes as the Biden administration announced negotiations with Saudi Arabia that would require Israel to make massive concessions in land to the Palestinians. While the two seem unconnected, students of history know that milestones in the Land for Peace process have always been accompanied by natural disasters. More than 200,000 residents were left without power, and many roads, including part of the George Washington Memorial Parkway, were closed through early Monday morning as crews cleaned up fallen trees. More than 16,000 residents remained in the dark after the two-day storm passed. A Virginia man was killed when the tree crashed down on his home. The storm came in the wake of a three-day heat wave unusually high temperatures. On Thursday, 60% of the U.S., or 200 million people, were placed under a heat advisory or flood warning or watch, according to the National Weather Service. The storm hit the nation's capital directly after the White House announced that they are negotiating with Saudi Arabia. Media report claims that the negotiations include a normalization agreement with Israel that would require massive concessions to the Palestinians. It is unlikely that the current coalition government would agree to such a deal. And some sources are suggesting that the White House will turn to the leaders of the opposition parties in the hopes of forming a unity government devoid of right-wing parties that will appeal to the anti-Israel elements of the Democrat Party. Whenever the presidents of Israel, the prime ministers of Israel, wanted to give land away, they were generally punished severely. Ariel Sharon had a massive stroke. He was going to give land away. You can't do that. And I'm going to just end with that one, just to begin with. Now, I've been discussing with this audience that Israel will go to war with the terrorist groups surrounding Israel to the north, east, and to the southwest. This was on July 30th. Israel has recently occupied parts of the Lebanese town of Gajar. The move instigated a series of events which could ultimately result in an open confrontation between Israel and the Lebanese resistance groups Hezbollah. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant on Saturday approved operational plans in anticipation of deteriorating security conditions on the border with Lebanon, an Israeli news website stated. Meanwhile, Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the Lebanese resistance group Hezbollah, warned Tel Aviv against committing any folly. The Israeli military has reinforced its forces on the border with Lebanon in anticipation of a possible confrontation with Hezbollah, Israel's Channel 13 reported. The channel indicated that right-wing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet on Sunday, which he did 3 days ago, with the army leadership to assess the security situation at the northern border. On the other hand, the security general of Hezbollah Saturday warned Israel against committing any foolishness because the resistance is ready and will not tolerate or abandon its responsibilities. Nasrallah said in his speech on the occasion of Ashura that Lebanon is being aggressed upon by Israel, and Israel is still occupying part of our land, and it has reoccupied part of the town of Gajar. And on July 11th, Lebanon announced that it had filed a complaint with the United Nations against Israel over its continued occupation of the Lebanese port on the border town of Gajar. Israel has interests in the Mediterranean, and Lebanon has not really had an acting government for a few years, and really the terrorist groups, Hezbollah, and outside influences have basically been running the nation and all of the Palestinian camps within the country. Now, there was last June, Hezbollah erected two tents on the border with Israel, one which was later removed. The first tent was erected inside the blue line in the barren areas of the town of Kfir Shuba in southern Lebanon. On the other side, on the other inside Lebanese territory, and the other inside Lebanese territory north of the blue line established by the United Nations. The blue line marks a United Nations line erected following the withdrawal of Israeli forces from southern Lebanon in 2000. An Israeli withdrawal followed years of armed resistance by Hezbollah and other Lebanese groups. There's going to be war in the Middle East. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
I've been spending most of
Now, we can see that the American people have been living in a gangster paradise. This is a very prophetic song. And the gangsters are not on the streets. The gangsters are in the capital, the seven hills that run this monster in Washington, D.C. The district of corrupt gangsters. And you can see Donald Trump, this man is the seventh king or the seventh president in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10. He's the next to the last president of the United States of America. And in the riddle in chapter 17 of Revelation, verse 10, it says that this seventh president of the United States of America must continue a short space. He must continue. Must implies he will not be removed until God in his plan determines that day. But you can see these criminals starting before he became president, while he was running against the other Republican candidates. The attack on him had begun then. He must continue to become president. He must continue after he's forced out of office. He must continue until the next final president of this country is ready to replace him. Joe Biden is not the president. Joe Biden is an imposter. The best example I always give is Pope Francis is not the legal Pope of Rome. He is an imposter. He was not put in that position. He took that position as the Roman Pope by force, illegally. And the same with Joe Biden. Joe Biden is being judged. His mind is being judged. And the minds of the people that work with him, their minds are being judged also. They can't see clearly. They believe that they are carrying out a plan, and they don't think there's going to be consequences. No, there will be consequences. They are being punished. Their minds are being affected. They're believing a lie. They're believing that they're going to get away with all of their evil. Within a decade, they're going to be punished, but not by the governments of man, not by criminal courts. They're going to be punished when Christ returns. Now, I have been talking about Pepe Escobar, and he is a Brazilian geopolitical analyst. He's very brilliant. And he has been speaking about, writing about, and presenting to his audience this matter of America at war with Russia and China and the BRICS nations, the economic war taking place, geopolitical war taking place internationally that most people are not following. And he talks about geopolitical chessboard shifts against United States, against the U.S. empire. And there's a fascinating consensus, and I'm going to be quoting from him for the most part. A fascinating consensus in the discussions among Chinese scholars, including those part of the Asian and American diasporas, is that not only Germany and the EU lost Russia, perhaps irretrievably, but China gained Russia with an economic highly complementary, with an economy highly complementary to China's own, and with solid ties with the global South slash global majority that can benefit and aid Beijing. The smaller, well, I'm going to jump a paragraph here. The new spin is that the strategic insanity for Washington to expect to defeat Moscow, that is the new insanity, and that NATO is experiencing donor fatigue, true, and a sweatshirt warmonger in Kiev is losing credibility, true. Translation, it's NATO as a whole that is completely losing credibility, as its humiliation in the Ukraine battlefield is now painfully graphic for all the global majority to see. 650 Ukrainian troops died yesterday. There's been over 30,000. I think that's even a small number. I'm going to say 30 to 40,000 deaths, Ukrainian soldiers, along with mercenaries. There's been over 200,000 to 250,000 wounds, soldiers that have been wounded that have lost limbs. The weaponry that has been destroyed is stockpiles, tons and tons. That's how they measure the weapons that are being destroyed. Donor fatigue. He talks about donor fatigue means losing a major war badly. Military analyst Andrei Martynov relentlessly stressed, quote, NATO planning is a joke, and they are painfully envious and jealous. A credible path ahead is that Moscow will not negotiate with NATO, which is a mere Pentagon add-on, but offer individual European nations a security pact with Russia that would make their need to belong to NATO redundant. The best plan, strategy for NATO nations truly is to just abandon, just to bail out, to run, to end. It really is just to forget about helping the United States of America in a needless and an objective that they cannot, America cannot win. America cannot, will not defeat Russia with the NATO countries, with European countries, no matter how much money, military weapons, doesn't matter. You're not going to defeat Russia. It's not in the Bible. Bets could be made that the most relevant European power might, European powers might accept it, other than Poland, which they call the hyena of Europe. So it would benefit Germany to just end its war against, its conflict with Russia. All of the nations in Europe, all of the nations in Central Europe, Eastern Europe, they would all benefit from ending this. Then it says, in parallel, China could offer peace treaties to Japan. Now we're going to jump. He jumps from Ukraine. He jumps to Asia. This guy is, I think he's brilliant. In parallel, China could offer peace treaties too. And this is very heavy. I have been for years on this station here on the Open Forum initially, then on Present Truth, stating that when the problems began in Hong Kong, there was no way that Hong Kong, with all the other nations, was going to be able to hinder China's plan from occupying Hong Kong. The next prize for Hong Kong is Taiwan. We're not going to stop that. The next prize will be South Korea. The next prize, China will look to Japan. And then China is going to expand from there out into the ocean to the Philippines. Now, in this article, Escobar says this, in parallel, China could offer peace treaties to Japan. And listen, at some point, America is going to bail on these nations, just like we bailed in Afghanistan, like we bailed in Vietnam. This is what we do. We bail. We get what we want. We leave. To Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines. Subsequently, a significant part of the U.S. empire of bases might vanish. Okinawa, I don't think Diego, it's going to remain. Eventually, Australia, New Zealand, they're going to feel the pinch. They're going to need everything that China is offering the other nations that are going along and working with China. The problem, once again, he goes on, is that the vassal states don't have the authority or power to comply with any arrangement ensuring peace. German businessmen, off the record, are sure that sooner or later Berlin may defy Washington. This is a very powerful statement. This analysis is very interesting, that eventually Berlin may defy Washington and do business with the Russian-China strategic partnership because it benefits Germany. And this Russia-China strategic partnership, this is what we American people need to really pay attention to. It was this agreement, this partnership, that was signed on the 4th of February, 2022, about 22 days before Russia was forced to move into Ukraine. This China-Russia strategic partnership, this changed everything internationally, globally, geopolitically. It changed everything. For the first time since 1945, America is now number two. We are no longer the solo hegemon. American people don't understand this. They don't see, they don't follow history, the politics of other nations. The world has shrunk. Used to be news would take a day to get across the country or across the state. Now it's a matter of seconds. Russia and China, while the Olympic Games or the Winter Games in China were taking place, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping got together. America boycotted the Winter Olympics. Eventually, we talked India into boycotting the Olympics. But in the meantime, China and Russia made a strategic alliance together, a partnership. And from that day to this day, America has become number two. Russia, China, and other nations have taken the international stage. 1360khnc.com for podcast The Present Truth. We'll be back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, it's Craig James from Just Form Talk Radio here. KHNC 1360 AM is proud to be sponsoring the JM Veterans Post 15th Annual Charity Golf Tournament. If you'd like a chance to golf with yours truly and support a great cause, KHNC is looking for golfers interested in joining our team this Saturday, August 5th at Ute Creek Golf Course. Registration begins at 6:30 AM, followed by an 8 AM shotgun start. The entry fee is $150 per person, which includes greens fees, lunch, cart, prizes, giveaways, and a charity auction. The first three listeners to sign up by texting the number 877-536-1360 with your name and contact info will join me on the official KHNC team. KHNC is proud to support our veterans, and 100% of the money raised will go directly to veterans' charities here in Northern Colorado. Again, text 877-536-1360 to sign up, and let's support our local veterans.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
You know, I understand the significance of this treaty with Russia and China. I understand it. The reason I understand it, I see it in a different perspective. The reason I say it's very significant. This agreement between Russia and China, this ended American, before that agreement was signed, America was on a path and could not be stopped, was on a path to own the world solo. It would have been solo domination of the United States of America over every ocean and every continent and outer space. Before this agreement was signed, America had world hegemony in its hand. The PNAC agreements during Bush, with Cheney, with Wolfowitz, with these individuals in 1991 had been realized. America was the world ruler before February 2nd, 2022, America owned the world. There was no way for any nation to stand against this nation. But now, on that day, when the Winter Olympics were being played in China, we boycotted the Olympics, we sowed to the wind, we reaped the whirlwind, China and Russia make a partnership, and in that partnership, they made a declaration. It's 5,300 words, just about, you know, Denver's about 5,200 feet high, 5,280 plus 1 inch. Those 5,300 words between China and Russia were more important, I think, than any of the treaties that were made after World War II. NATO coming into existence, all of these different, they were very important for the time. Trilateral Commission 1974, 6, 7, 8. Very important. But not like this. Not like this agreement. The American people don't know what happened. The nations of the world, the leaders of the world, the presidents, prime ministers, they know what happened. They realize what happened when Russia and China joined together. They joined, pooled everything. They now have the way to stand against empire, to stand against us economically, politically, and militarily. The American people don't realize how important that 22 days before Russia invaded, that agreement. We just don't realize. From a biblical point of view, I found in the scripture, yes, there will be a one world government. There will be a new world order. But it will not be a global control order. They will still attempt to rule the world through economically through a digital order. No, they're not going to do it because Russia and China have now put together a system, an economic system, a finance system that will take more than half of the world's population and give them freedom, and they will be able to work together and separate themselves from the power of America's plans since 1945. Now, I will say this, that according to the Bible, that once Donald Trump has completely, God has allowed him to go into his future out of politics. God will determine that day. When Donald Trump is finished, there's going to be a little vacuum. The only individual that's going to fill that vacuum and fill the coming position as the final president of the United States of America is Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. His Muslim name and his Christian name. He's the only one that's going to fill that vacuum. You don't have to believe me. I'm watching what's happening behind the scenes. It is very evident who has been really directing things in this nation. From before the time Barry Satoru became president, after he became president, and once he left office, his hand has been involved in the direction of this country. When he was president and Donald Trump announced his plan to run, all of the apparatus of terror was employed, set in motion to destroy Trump and all of his voting bloc. It is still the same today. Now, and China and Russia, I've stated this before, I have to re-emphasize. China and Russia declared to the world at the Winter Olympics in 2022 in Asia, was it in Beijing? We are openly declaring war on the United States of America and all of America's unipolar system, nations. This is what this partnership was about. They openly declared war on American petrodollar, American military authority internationally, upon America's stranglehold on all of the smaller nations in the world, that America would that were in America's stranglehold, grip, and America would sanction them repeatedly, sanctions. Where did America get this thought? And the nations through the centuries, sanctions. It's a biblical principle. God told the nation of Israel that if they didn't obey him, if they wanted to worship idols, other gods, and sacrifice children, if they wanted to abandon the principles that God said, the laws and the instructions that God gave them that would protect them from Satan, then God said, I'll sanction you. I'll bring negative sanctions upon you. You'll be punished. You'll have drought, famine, war. You'll be carried to other nations. We picked up that philosophy and we sanction the nations economically to death. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
So this is a matter that is so serious that I just can't get away from it. America, we will never own the whole world. We will never control the oceans of the world. The PNAC, the Project for a New American Century. We had it. We had accomplished the objectives. But Henry Kissinger had warned, don't let Russia and China work together. Don't let them make treaties, keep them separated. But in the plan that's in the Bible, they couldn't do it. They have declared war on the United States. Now, here's what's going to happen. according to what is in the book of Jeremiah chapter 50 and 51. God said that he's going to use the coming administration when Barack Obama returns to power. That administration is going to be used to begin to destroy the nations of the world. And you can read Jeremiah chapter 51 and Jeremiah chapter 50. America will become a hammer. God will use America as a hammer to punish the nations of the world for their evil. And he makes it clear, God makes it clear in Jeremiah 50 and 51 that the nations of the world are evil. Even though they're trying to protect themselves from the coming Antichrist and his kingdom, they're still evil. And God will use Antichrist as a hammer, as a sledgehammer, as a destroying maul to destroy the nations with his technology. It will be, yes, through bullets and missiles and bombs and cruise missiles, and but it won't be nuke, except for Egypt. Egypt will be nuked. And Egypt, when Antichrist, when America moves into the Middle East, into Israel, Egypt will attack the forces of Antichrist and be destroyed. And you can't occupy that land for 40 years. So, America, we will go on a campaign of destruction. And the main tool, the apparatus that we're going to use, the weapon that we'll use more than any other weapon, will be weather warfare, will be technology that will be able to cause earthquakes, floods, drought, earthquakes, volcanoes. We have the technology. Now, all of the evil, the great evil that came into the world, came in through one individual. And the individual that was responsible for all of this destructive technology, his name was Nikola Tesla. Nikolai Tesla. Because of this individual, he was the individual that had a direct line in principle into the occult world, into Satan's world, into behind the curtain world. And Nikola Tesla brought all of this technology and all of the thoughts with this new type of weaponry into the world. Who ended up owning it? It wasn't Russia, though I think he was Russian. It wasn't Israel. It wasn't England. Initially it wasn't England. It wasn't France. It wasn't China. He would come to the United States of America, and it would be J.P. Morgan and the Rockefellers who would make sure that everything that he invented, every concept that he imagined, they would document it. And where did all of this go? It went into before the CIA came into existence, it went into the pre-CIA organizations or aspects of government. And then it was put together all of the with our budgets, our endless ability to finance anything. It went into the weapons that we create. A HAARP up in Alaska, that HAARP apparatus, that was Nikola Tesla engineering. It was his concepts. It was his technology. And it was, I think it was the Eastman, I forget the military or corporations that built it. But this is what America is going to use. Tesla technology, on the world. I'm just telling you ahead of time what it says in the Bible. These are my interpretations from the study of the scriptures, the end time scriptures, that I have viewed, and by viewing what the scripture says, then looking at what the technology is, what is happening with the governments, the individuals, and you can understand the Bible more clearly if you understand dynasties. Remember the pharaohs? The pharaohs, if you understand how the pharaohs made Egypt great, you can see the strategies behind the way in which they made their nation great. The same with the Greeks, the same with the Romans, same with Israel, and the same with the English, the Spanish, the French, with Russia, and now with America. Dynasties. Dynasties build corporations. Corporations are the offshoot of dynasties. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin. Son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Just like that. Lowest prices. Just like that. No solicitation. Just like that. Buying or selling? Just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Boy, where do the minutes go? You just begin and it's over. Like life. You just begin. You close your eyes, and you wake up one day, and you're 95 years old. I'm not that old. So, if you would like to support me here on Present Truth, if you'd like to help me financially, you can send help to me here in care of KHNC, and that would be at P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And with your support, make a note, if you write checks or money orders, make them payable to Rick Rodriguez. Don't make them payable to KHNC because it just means extra work for the girls in the office. But if you want to support me, make the support to me, Rick Rodriguez, but to KHNC in care of Rick Rodriguez in care of KHNC. Just send it here. KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. So, now America is no longer the leader of the world. What that means is many things. It means that the families that built America are no longer in total control over the world. There's not going to be, there will never ever again put together a trilateral commission. They'll never put together a World Bank. They're not going to put together a Federal Reserve System that's going to rule the world. They're going to attempt to put together a CBDC digital currency to rule the world. They will never, the world will not use that system. Only the kingdom of Antichrist and its allies will use the CBD system. I'm warning you, it will be only the Antichrist system that will use that system. The rest of the world will use the system that's going to be put together by Russia, China, Brazil, India, South America, Brazil, again, and the other multipolar nations. They'll be on a separate economic digital world. And the other thing is that the corporations, the government, the corporations really do run the government. And now the government is going to really force corporations to begin to attempt to destroy the nations of the world. But these governments, they're international. The governments, the corporations, sorry, the not governments, corporations are international. The corporations that were in Hong Kong, once the Chinese moved in, they bailed. Most of them, they left what they couldn't get out, and they left that and took what they could and went elsewhere. The corporations, this is part of the Revelation chapter 17 prophecy about this great harlot. It's the government with the corporations with many aspects of evil that will destroy the world. They will work together to punish the nations that aren't going to go along with Antichrist and his objectives very shortly. But we have time. Just get out of debt. Don't go into debt if you're going to help it. And we'll visit again tomorrow. And again, the podcasts, go to the internet, go to 1360khnc.com. You'll get on. Go to the website or to the podcast section. And there on the podcast section, you can go to Present Truth. And the other programs that are there, there are many programs. They're all listed. You go to the ones you want. We'll be back.
Hi, tomorrow. This is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.